Unit 3. The Birth Order Theory. The birth order theory was developed after years of research on siblings and their personalities. It attempts to explain why certain people share personality traits such as the desire to lead or rebel. It even says that the order in which children are born into their family can affect the type of career they will choose. According to the theory, the firstborn child is likely to receive more parental attention and financial support, as well as experience stricter rules. As a result, firstborn children may be responsible, confident leaders. They are characterized as ambitious and intellectual, although they can also be seen as bossy. Research says they are often accepted to the best schools and commonly end up becoming lawyers, doctors, CEOs, entrepreneurs, or presidents. The birth order theory says second-born children may be competitive, rebellious, and attention-seeking in order to distinguish themselves from their elder siblings. Should a third child come along, the middle child may feel the need to define his or her own role by turning outward from the family. Middle children are therefore commonly peer-oriented, although their unique place in the family also gives them strong diplomatic peacemaking skills. The birth order theory says they are well-suited for management positions and careers that require strong negotiating abilities. Promoters of the birth order theory think the baby of the family may have a dependent, selfish, and even manipulative nature from being showered with attention by both parents and older siblings. However, the theory also says that an abundance of charm and an outrageous sense of humor can turn the last-born child into the life of the party. Affectionate, caring, and capricious, it is said that the youngest child likes to work independently and may excel in careers such as journalism, advertising, or sales, where persuasive skills are key. Researchers think that growing up without siblings can push only children to be imaginative while also making them selfish and inflexible. They may also be mature and comfortable around adults as they spend more one-on-one time with their parents. Similar to the firstborn, the only child is likely to be a perfectionist, although he or she may have a hard time hearing criticism. For these reasons, an only child may prefer to be his or her own boss and may enjoy working as a lawyer, doctor, or architect. While the birth order theory aims to help us understand ourselves and others, it can't tell us everything, and it isn't always right. Researchers say that it is important to remember that every family is unique. For example, adoption, divorce, multiple marriages, and physical or mental handicaps can affect family dynamics, and a person's natural temperament should not be discounted either.